Congressional reform. Number one, term limits. Serving in Congress is an honor, not a career. The Founding Fathers envisioned citizen legislators who would serve their term and then go home and back to work. The fundamental problem with career politicians is that much of their time is spent preparing for re-election, while many of their legislative decisions are made to maximize their potential for re-election. Reducing term limits would have the additional benefit of lowering the campaign costs, which are now ridiculously high. A. 1 6-year Senate term. B. 1 2-year House term. Number two, no pensions. A congressman collects a salary while in office and receives no pay when they're out of office. Number three, Congress, past, present, and future, participates in Social Security. All funds in the Congressional Retirement Fund move to the Social Security system immediately. All future funds flow into the Social Security system, and Congress participates with the American people. Number four, Congress can purchase their own retirement plan, just as all Americans do. Number five, Congress will no longer vote themselves a pay raise. Congressional pay will rise by the lower of CPI or 3%. Number six, Congress loses their current health care system and participates in the same health care system as the American people. Number seven, Congress must equally abide by all laws they impose on the American people. Number eight, all contracts with past and present congressmen are void, effective immediately.